monthly meeting of the Tuitt Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners, Tuesday, October 11th, 5:30 p.m. First is anyone recording? Amy Cates recording. Nothing else. Thank you. Public comment. Yes. Other public comment? Review and approval of previous meeting minutes. I do not have any previous meeting minutes. Understanding is that they were submitted. I have not seen them on the website, and I haven't gotten a printed copy to review.
I believe you asked my administrator to take care of some of those issues.
I did.
She's been working diligently with, I believe it was Rick.
Ryan, I think.
Ryan and Bill is the, I think, the head of the IT department.
Let me just pause and back up. We failed to identify ourselves yet again. Fire Commissioner Rick Pisano.
Commissioner Kevin Connolly.
Commissioner Tom Hadley.
Thank you. Let's try to remember to identify ourselves when we speak, Rick speaking, for the future minutes. Okay. Old business. Monthly activities. We have our report from the chief in front of us.
Okay. We have a bad mic here. Commissioner Hadley, just let me know if you need to speak, and I'll bring that over to you. Thank you, sir. Okay, so what I provided you in your folders, you will see this is Christopher Earl, Senior Fire Chief. The monthly activities, that's that monthly report that we give about from the month before, so that'll be all of September. As you go down the list, there are different items in each column, from rescue all the way down to insurance inspections. So for emergency runs, we were a total of 47 last month. That is very shy of we are in the market of doing 80 to 100, believe it or not. And we were in September we were probably 45 to 50 ahead, and now we're 10 ahead. So the month of September really slowed us down quite a bit, which is good for the district, for the people in the district. So we had rescue calls. We had 28 rescue calls. Motor vehicle crashes, we had 2 in the village. The hazardous conditions, we had 2. The automatic fire alarms, we had 6, so that gives us a grand total of 47 emergency instances in the month of September. For the inspections, we had 3 26Fs, as we call them, the transfers of properties, and we had 1 pre-inspection going on, and we do a pre-inspection free of charge, obviously, to the district members, and so that was a total of 4 on the activities. And that is it.
Chief, Rick speaking, mutual aid, the engine was four.
Yes.
Do we have mutual aid received as opposed to provided?
Yes, but we didn't receive any that I saw. We did actually. We received rescues, actually, not mutual aid engines. So I don't think there's a mutual aid rescue on here. They have mutual aid paramedic, which, you know, that probably could be under mutual aid ambulance. But we did receive approximately five because of our ambulance being out of service for that week. And we did have five public assist. I didn't read that out, sorry.
And the ComStar report.
That has also been furnished to you folks. It's right there in front of you, the next page. ComStar, and this is date of 9/30/2016. It's posted period of 8/27/16 to 9/30/16. The total deposits, as you see, is $4,605.31. A total net payment applied was $10,363.22. And again, that's from the period of 8/27/16 to 9/30/16. From prepared and reconciled by ComStar.
Under old business, we have the union negotiating committee. There will be... this is Rick speaking. There will be a meeting of the committee tomorrow night. The agenda is posted on the website. In regard to the activity of that committee, I would like to propose a motion that the Catuit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners petition the Prudential Committee to call for a special district meeting to be held as soon as possible to consider a variety of special funding requests. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Commissioner Connolly, aye.
Commissioner Hadley, aye.
Secondly, I would like to move that the Catuit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners request the Prudential Committee present to the district voters a request for $40,000 in additional funding for legal services to assist in the negotiation of a new contract with the Catuit Firefighters Union. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 It's unanimous. Moving to new business. First item is the hiring process for a replacement chief.
You're going to ask me any questions.
Under that item, I'd like to make a motion that the Catuit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners request that the Prudential Committee present to district voters a request for $20,000 in additional funding for the search process for a new chief. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous. Second motion. I'd like to move that the Catuit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners establish a citizen advisory committee to assist in the search for a new chief. Do I have a second?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Also in that line item, I'd like to move that the Board of Fire Commissioners request the Prudential Committee present to district voters a request for funding a transitional period of assistant chief for a maximum term of a quarter year. The amount of the request will be determined prior to the district meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Do you have any discussion? And let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Also unanimous. Next under new business is personnel. Chief?
Okay, all our personnel except for one is working. We have one on line of duty that has been on line of duty for quite a while. That person has gone to medical board with the retirement system, so we will not know any pertinent information until 60 days out. It takes about 60 days for them to make a decision, and then from that point it goes to the retirement board for them to decide, and they said 30 days, and after the 30 days they will deliberate and give the yes they'll accept or no they won't accept, and then so we're looking like April to be able to possibly retire that person and to start moving forward to hiring a person to replace that person. So it's quite a big process that they're going through.
Chief, who's out?
That's the lieutenant. Lieutenant's out right now. Lieutenant Sergeant.
Next item is apparatus.
265 is in service as of last month. We will have a open house in Christmas and Kituit to thank the district voters and the district members of Engine 265, the Pierce Saber, and we welcome as many district people to come through our doors as always. We'll have chili, and we'll have a good time at the Kituit and Christmas and Kituit, and that's the first Saturday of December. Santa will be, the boat will be on the mooring for that purpose until then, and then we'll be taking it off. And all the other apparatuses. 263 is going to be brought to Minuteman to get a quote and to get the work done, because that's where we purchased that vehicle from.
Do we have a timetable for that, Chief?
No, we don't.
Question for you on Christmas and Kituit. Are we going to put something into Kituit Currents for that, to let people know that that's happening?
Sure. The open house is always available. But when they do, I'll go to the Civic Association meeting and ask if they could put that in. Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Last item under new business, we have received a request that we appoint one of the commissioners to serve this year on the Policy Advisory Committee. Do we have any volunteer?
I'll volunteer.
Commissioner Hadley has volunteered. I move that we appoint Commissioner Hadley to the Policy Advisory Committee for the current year. Second?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
I guess you don't have to vote for yourself, Tom. And as much as there's no other business before us, I move we adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second? In favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Meeting is closed.